Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Julie Rozier, and we're going to be talking about Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for November, the Food Bank of Carbon and Emery Counties. Julie, it's always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate all of you.
And, you know, this Charity of the Month kind of comes at a time where people are desperately in need of the food bank. I mean, we're looking at a time where people are uncertain whether or not they'll get SNAP benefits, whether they get half, whether they get any at all. And it's a time where people are turning to resources like the food bank pretty consistently. So for people who might not be familiar, what is the Food Bank of Carbon and Emery County?
So the Food Bank of Carbon and Emery County is obviously a food bank that people can come and get food assistance. And it's pretty easy. I mean, a short application. We don't turn people away. A few documents like your income and picture ID and stuff like that. And it's just to try to help provide additional food for families.
Yeah, and that's the big thing, is trying to provide that additional food. We want to make sure that everyone's kind of secure in their food intake. And a big part of what goes into your operation, of course, is volunteer work, whether it be donating food or donating time. This is an organization who really relies on the community to keep itself running.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we talked about the uncertain times, I mean, we've had an increase in customers for some time, and that's just because the rising cost of everything. But it does take a lot of work just to get boxes made or the shelves stocked, and so we do rely heavily on volunteers and community members to help provide that additional support.
And, you know, as you kind of look at it, it's a great way to get involved and help serve your community, and a very good way just to make sure that you're helping people, especially as we approach the holiday season. And you and I were talking beforehand, November is already typically the busiest month for you guys over at the food bank.
Yes, always. It's always the busiest month.
Yeah, it's one where you can really jump out and have a major impact with that. So if people are listening right now and they're interested in volunteering some time over at the food bank, what's the best way for them to kind of go about that process?
Give me a call. My name is Julie, again, and my phone number is 435-613-0065, and we can arrange like what time works for individuals. And I also want to emphasize, because I've had people reach out to say, I have a group of people or our organization would like to volunteer, but we can't do it unless it's like on a night or a Saturday. We'll make that arrangement or accommodation.
So. Yeah, you're not going to turn down any volunteer service. You want people out
Absolutely.
There to get involved, so you're willing to make those accommodations. And it's something that, again, you're going to have a major impact on families' lives as we head into this holiday season. Now, on the opposite end, if people can't donate time, but they can donate food, where can they go to drop that off?
They can go to the food bank at 252 South Fairgrounds Road, or in Emery County. I mean, and so it's in Castledale, right there at the food bank, which is...
And so there's a lot of ways to donate, but as you kind of look at donations, what kinds of food are you looking for in particular this time of year for donations, something that's really typically needed by the community?
So we're always looking for proteins, and that could be like canned meats or peanut butter, items like that. But then this time of year too, we also try to get additional things like stuffing, you know, mixes or instant mashed potatoes, or even potatoes, things like that, that individuals, you know, are always asking for and needing.
Yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving right around the corner.
These
donations really help people feel like they're, despite all the uncertainty in the world, that they're having a bit of a normal holiday. So it's very important there. Now, we've talked about the volunteer aspect of things. Run through one more time just how to get in contact if someone wants to volunteer.
Sure. So you can give me a call. My name is Julie, and my number is 435-613-0065.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum from volunteering, if people are in need of the food bank services, how can they kind of go about this process, get the ball rolling to be able to utilize this service?
So if they haven't been to the food bank before, they can come during open hours. So the Carbon Food Bank is open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., and the Emery County Food Bank is open 9:30 to 11:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They just need to come and complete paperwork. If they come the first time, they don't have to have all the required documents. They just need to complete the paperwork, and then we'll give them a list of what they need to return. pretty simple.
Yeah, pretty simple. You make it straightforward. You don't want them to have to be jumping through red tape, jumping through hoops to try and get this process done. Yeah, and that's what I love about local services like the food bank is you guys want to help people. And that's at the forefront of everything you do is trying to help people. Now, you're hands-on in this work over at the food bank. You are very in-depth in what you're doing over there. What's the biggest impact you see in the community from the services you guys offer?
Just, I mean, we have so many people that, you know, whether they're in a short-term crisis or something's going on, they're so incredibly grateful for the service because oftentimes families don't have other resources or family members that can help, and it makes a huge impact when, you know, maybe somebody got laid off and they don't know how they're going to feed their family to be able to come and get food. Or, I mean, every day, families that just need that additional assistance because food prices are so incredibly high.
You know, it's something that's always kind of stuck with me is when I heard someone say that most of us are one major accident away from needing services like the food bank, 100%. Like SNAP. And I feel like sometimes we forget that that's how close we are to needing these services and how critical they are to our community. Now, Julie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just thank you so much. We've had some community members and agencies step up, and we're very grateful for that. And just we're happy for all the community support that we receive. And
well, Julie, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Again, our guest, Julie Rozier from the Food Bank of Carbon and Emery County, Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for November. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.